same. Okay, good. So we're holding here in Perek Lamed Aleph. Beperek of Akiva. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Meirich Siv Hashem Yitin Oime Hamevrasis Savarov. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give Omer means say so words, which are a message to great hosts, great armies. Kol Dibav Dibav Shelzim Peyak Gvura Nechak Lishim Lishinus. Every dibur that Akash Baruch Hu said was split. It went to each one of the Ayin Lishinus. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel Ukipate Shifoytzit Sela. Just like when a hammer bangs away on a stone, many sparks fly out. Every dibur that came out of Kadosh Baruch Hu was split to Zayin L'Shainis. Pirush. So let's speak about this a little bit. First, let's take a physical example. You know, when you have you have sometimes atomic particles, when they disintegrate in a certain way, they split into a certain amount of components. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. This world is many, but all those manys are really parts of one that are, you know, it's like one unit split into many parts. So there are certain ways in which those split work. For instance, you have 7 days, 10 spheres, Asura Mamaris, and 7 days. So you get 70 as a number, one of those numbers that represent a full complement of a multitude. You have Ayin L'Shenis, you have Ayin Sanhedrin, Ayin Panim L'Torah, many, many different ways in which that Ayin expresses itself. So when it comes into this world, it automatically expresses, because this is a world where things are taken apart. So it's as if you have a prism and you send light through it, you're going to get 7 colors. Because in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist as one and one only, unless we're miyachidit. Its natural existence is of many parts, of many pieces. And that's why you're going to get ayin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, as it comes to this world, splits itself into 70 parts. So this is extraordinary the way he says it, that this is actually a paradox. The morale usually asks it as a question. How is it that Akash Baruch Hu's one will produces many? How does a ribui come from echad? So usually he lives with a paradox. Here he says she'echad mechayev a ribui. I think what he means is as follows. And he says hefech moshayim ha'philosophim k'min echad a ribui k'nayibayim l'day shibushim harbe. So they ask also the question. They try to deny Akash Baruch Hu's existence. Amen Hashem yisparach shu echad yav a ribui kasher ribui mizdam el echad. So let's give a good marshal for this. If let's say I take a ball, and I want to make something flat out of it, I want to make a map out of a globe, I am going to have to get many sections. So, you know, you have these maps, that they have all sorts of maps that make compromises. You have sometimes those that make compromise in terms of shape, size. There's something called a Mercator projection, which is the equivalent. If let's say I were to take a shell of an orange, and I were to flatten it, I would get pieces, because there is no a sphere cannot exist in this world of two dimensions, so it can exist as many distinguishable pieces that somehow I have to mitzaref it. Our world is a world of ribui, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he is, that pure unity, does not exist in this world and cannot exist in this world. So it will only exist in terms of a bits and pieces, where if I figure out how to add up all the bits and pieces, I will get with the, to the true picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Below your boyam Shiva may it have to be seven. Radov is a ribui gamma. Seven is a certain is a ribui that does not come together. Kirchsi bederka chadetsu v'shidrochinusu. Kleima bederka chadetsu v'shidrochinusu. So the Maral says this also in a few places. You have number one. One is total unity, absolute one, and so on. From 1 to 7, from 1 to 10, you have many, and a many that does not reconcile. There is no way in which those manys can become one. So it stays forever and ever just many, that's it. It's only by having it come together again, and the number 10 is where many become one again. So 10 pieces is really one unit of tens. So that's when the many becomes one. So you have pure unity, you have diversity, irreconcilable diversity, and then you have a diversity that comes together. So Shivim has itself the ribui of Sheva, and the oneness of ten. So you still have the seven. So he says 70 actually is, in a sense, a number that sits on both. At one and the same time, I have the aspect of oneness expressed by the tens over here, and I also have the diversity expressed by the sevens. The So the Dvar Hashem especially is something which has in itself many elements, because whenever I explain something, give over something, when I think of a house, I think of one entity. When I'm describing it, I'm breaking down into different words, and I'm going to list the different components, or any idea, any complex idea, I tend to think of the idea as a whole unity. When I express it in words, I'm beginning to be mechalek it, and therefore the words of Hashem split into ayin l'shoynis. Another way of looking at it is also that it takes on expression of every aspect of the world, to every single person, and so on. Ubemedrash mefarish oy yoyse. It says, Yarem keil bekoiloi niflois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shout on them, or Ram is like thunders upon them, with his voice, miracles, wondrous things. Mahu Yarem, Allah. Bishor shak nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu sator besinai. Hera bekoyli Yisrael pili ployim. When HaKadosh, you know, the word Yarim over here is going to mean it overwhelms them with the extraordinary miraculous nature of it. So he says, Keitzad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaber v'akol yoytze u'machz v'chol ha'olam v'yisrael shemir sakoyl. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak, the words would surround the world and Klaisel would hear it. They would run south, try to get it there. Then would come in Hashemayim. And everyone was saying, so where does the Chochmah come from? It's like, hey, it's coming from the south, it's coming from the north, it's coming from the east, it's coming from the west, it's coming from Shemayim. I don't know if you remember, is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it Superman? And all of Muslim, when they would hear the Kol Hashem, they would, their neshama would go out. But Klal Yisrael wasn't hurt by it. I had a guest for Shabbos. The guest told me that his kid came home from kindergarten, nursery. His kid came from nursery, and the kid said that the Mora told them that they were in Sinai, and then Hashem spoke, and they all died, and then they came alive again. And then Hashem died, and Hashem came alive again. So he told this kid, "Well, Hashem can't die." So he said, "No, my Mora said it's got to be that way." So you know, it's I guess it lost something in the translation. So all nations died. You were able to hear and live. Take a look and see how this sound went out to Klal Yisrael. Everybody would hear Fikoichas, Kenon Fikoichon, Habachurun Fikoichon, Haktanon Fikoichon, Baf Moshe Fikoichoi, Shenema Moshe Dabal Kirinan Bekoil, Mao Bekoil, Bekoil Shem Moshe Ochalispoil, Bechenu Oime Koila Shem Bekoyach, Bekoichoi Shokal Echot Vechot, Hamubars Fikoichon, Bakola Fikochon, Have Yarim Kelbekolin Flois. So everybody would get Torah kifi koichai. Everyone got it kifi what he was able to cope with. Very bira bazeh. Ki v'tchilo yakol yoytzev kol tzad v'arvet tzadin v'nashayim and aretz. So what they're saying is, at first the koil came from every side. V'yoyimrim v'achoch mayin timotzi. Ki v'tchilo lo yishomer akol bovad. V'lo shomu shum chituch dibur. So first they heard a koil without clearly defined diburim, v'chakach nefach l'shiva kolos mechulakim, and then it became seven kolos mechulakim, v'achakach nefach l'shiva loshon kasher nefach l'shiva loshon az v'vinim adibur. Umashav akasach chokma intimotzik lemachokma shabaloyin shatira in lamokum mukbal klal ki chokma yoyna. Olefika choymas cholom kol oyloy mokum mukbal. So here the morale is giving us a very, very strong explanation on understanding what it means that the coil came from everywhere and nowhere and so on and so forth. Let's talk a little bit about this. And this he describes with the Pasuk Chachmayin Timotzei. Whenever I describe a phenomenon in this world, I'm trying to describe something that happens in this world, a physical phenomena. So I come from a certain background. I come from these things. Now let me explain how this new thing happens. Where is this generated from? What is this coming from? I'm always need to reference it to something, an idea of a person. I need to reference to a person because it's me understanding a certain way. So any ideas in this world are in the context of a certain person. They're coming from a certain person, and this is what it is. The Kol Hashem is beyond people. And b'meila, it's something that is, it's not coming from any specific place. I can't explain it from within the context of this world. The mashal, let's say I have a philosophy about the proper way to organize society. Plato's Republic. So I start with, people have certain needs, people have certain personalities, certain temperaments. This is the way we can use the resource, the human resource we have, in the most effective way to get us the most benefit. So where are you coming from? I'm coming from, it starts with human nature and so on. The Torah is coming from before that. So it's not coming from within the context, and therefore, when I try to pin a location for it, there is no location I can pin for it. And he says, well, the figure of Torah comes from somewhere else. If Kedusha doesn't come, the ideal of Kedusha doesn't come from a given and human needs and human abilities and matching up one with the other. It's an ideal beyond this world, and therefore it's not limited to any. I can't say, well, this is because of this. When let's say like a reform conservative say, well, this mitzvah is because of human nature like this, and this, now we're different. No, it has nothing to do with human nature. It is an ideal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put, and it will fit human nature because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put human beings also into this world. But it is not defined as something within the context of human nature and so on. Uba kol mikol aruchas milo mata v'akol echad v'lo hoy yochel neshmaya v'lo havin at shakol nefach nachshiv koilos. And until it didn't take on shivim koilos, I could not begin to understand it. So this is another aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah as follows. Like I said before, an idea in itself is really one unit, one point, and it's an akuda, so to speak. When somebody says something that is totally unexplained, just the thing itself, so maybe I'm saying it exactly how I understand it, but the listener won't be able to understand it. I need to break it down. And the further the person is from me, the more I need to break it down into pieces so that the person understands it. Further, I don't mean further in distance, I mean further in mentality and so on. So the process, and when a person says something, it starts with a coil, and a coil is kind of one unit. It doesn't have any variations. And then my mouth, my lips, my tongue, my palate, they cut the letters and create letters, and those letters form words, and the words form ideas and so on. So now the mila of hearing it in its most primal form is, I may not understand it, but it is expressed as close as possible to the person, and it carries itself a certain passion and a certain emes to the person. So just like sometimes a person comes, somebody comes to me very agitated and he's emotional and he's talking, and I certainly don't, he's not making himself clear, but definitely there's a lot to be gained by listening to him then, because what I'm hearing is the person, and I'm hearing how he's saying, and there's a certain what he's saying that I can't get when somebody translates it for me, or when the person himself is able to translate it. When I hear it in the original, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koil came to us, first of all, just koil Hashem, nothing more than that. And then slowly, it began to change into a, more and more and more detail, so that I could understand it better with my mind. So I lost out something in terms of that original oomph, but I gained from it. So it went from being just a coil to seven coilus to iron words, l'shoynis, and so on. V'hove divrei medrash hazeh. So look about the whole medrash. Echsida b'chachma. Ki mitchila hoya hakol yosei u'mechaze b'chol u'machze b'chol ha'olam. By a koil echad. By yoytze mizach u'mayim kol shishik tzavis. By yisol shemus hakol b'vad. By yomar m'chachma yin timotze. So the first stage of being mekabel dvar Hashem is that. Achakach hoya mischalik l'shiva koilus. Then it would split up to Zion Koilus. Vadayin hoy omrim ve'eze mokim bina. So they no longer were holding by a chokhmah in timotze. They already had some sense of where it's coming from, but they were still missing ayin mokim bina. Ad achakach nischal geshim loshen ve'oz hoya mevinim hadibah v'loshen v'kashet tovin seret varma elu. So he says so this is a certain progression of something which is like Ein Sof. It goes Sofolam at Sofolam and so on. That's step one. Then you have the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vadayin, they were saying, where's the Chachma from? Then there was the Bina. And finally, the Ayin Lashon, which is the complete fleshing out. So really, you have, and the truth is, when they speak of Chochma and Bina and Das, they really, this is part of these three stages. Let's explain it. Chochma is called Koachma, which means the original idea in its unadulterated form, which is just like a burst of light. It's a pulse. It's like when you get that idea and you haven't even fleshed it out, but the idea popped into your head. And that is unformed. It's formed, but it's unbroken and you really, really can't make sense out of it. Then you break it into components. Okay, so once again, the plan is to do X. So let's figure it out. I need this, and this is how it'll happen, and this is why it's effective. These are the problems, and so on and so forth. That process of breaking down is Bina. And then, when I need to transfer to you in a way that you'll understand, that's called a lot of times Das. Those are Dvarim HaMisyashvim Alalev. These are things that they're said in a way where they settle down well with your understanding. In the Das process, I'm going to need to speak your language. So let's take a simple example. I have a company that manufactures X. So all of a sudden I got an idea. Hey, how about a new widget, a new idea for a widget? So then I need to break it down into many, many, many pieces until I know all the pieces. How manufactured, where I get the raw materials from, how to manufacture it, and where do I plan to sell, and so on and so forth. Then when I need to sell the product to different companies, I need to different consumers or wholesalers or whatever it is, I need to tell it to them in their language. Ideally, I speak to each one his language. To one person, I speak about the prestige of owning this object. To the second person, I the comfort. And the third person, about the environmental responsibility. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Each person, so that's already applying it to the person as it is. So I have three huge stages. The gap between them is enormous. The initial point, the development, and the actual, putting it down. Those are the different steps. So the mitchila, the koil hayoytze, a masikol oilam. Veim omrim v'chachma yitimotze. So this is, they saw chachma, and they said, from where does it come from? You know, that was the first. Then was mischalik to shiva l'shonos. The first hischalkus is bina, and therefore it takes on shevakolos. It's mischalik shevakolos, and so that's the first hischalkus. Vadayin Oyomim Ve'ezim Akoim Bina. And then the Shim Loshen, that is Das. Something reminiscent of this is as follows. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, he speaks about the development of Avodah Zarah and how Avraham Avinu came along, and three stages are discerned in Avraham Avinu's journey. The first thing is he pinpoints, he says when he was 3 years old, he all of a sudden it began to gnaw on him that this can't be right. And he was Doresh and Choker and Shoal and so on and so forth. Then when he was 40, it finally hit home, all the details of Emunah. And then it says he would go around and darshan it, and people would ask him questions. And he would answer each one according to his das, according to his ability of understanding. So in this big picture, I pinpoint three moments that are unusual, that are not unusual, seminal. One, the moment of the idea, it began to gnaw, the full fleshing out of the idea, and the ability to give it over to people in their language, with their mentality, their understanding. That is an expression of Chachma, Bina, and Das. Those three stages of going from, flesh, taking apart all the pieces, and then making it compatible to every single Deah that exists in the Bria. Okay, any questions, any points? Okay, so we'll see. Next week, I'm not sure yet. I'll be in touch with you during the week, okay?
Perfect. Flexible.
Okay, take care. All the best.